USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Severe weather from the Midwest and Great Plains is now stretching into the Ohio Valley and Mid-Atlantic region, bringing lots of rain, hail, tornadoes. Steve Owen has been volunteering to help people in Trotwood, Ohio, affected by the tornadoes since Monday night.
That fire station on Little Richmond Road sent us out to do medic calls because they didn't have enough people. We went up in Trotwood into a neighborhood trying to help out with following the police department, trying to get to houses where people were hurt.
Owens was speaking there on Fox News. President Trump's four-day visit to Japan is over. The president is expected to land here stateside right after 2:30 Eastern time. While in Japan, the president was able to discuss trade with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. After laying low on the Memorial Day weekend, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is in Houston for his first town hall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
The latest edition of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology has a report on the dangers of flavored e-cigarettes. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Researchers report flavored e-liquids used in vapes can cause harm to blood vessels that can perhaps lead to cardiovascular diseases. A number of flavors were tested, with cinnamon being the most potent, followed closely by menthol. Electronic cigarettes have experienced a tremendous growth in recent years, due to the number of people trying to switch off of tobacco. The article is entitled, "The Adverse Vascular Effects of E-Cigarettes, Smoke Without the Fire." I'm John Clemens.
Home prices across the United States are continuing to rise. According to the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Home Price Index, prices rose 3.7% in March. Now that's down from 3.9% in February. Las Vegas, Tampa, and Phoenix have seen the largest gains across the country. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A new study from the Mercatus Center says the main reason that teens are having a difficult time finding jobs over the summer is due to the fact that many states are raising the minimum wage. Now, as minimum wage hikes continue to occur, employers are looking for applicants who have more experience rather than that 16-year-old who's hoping to land his or her first job. Larry Wingett is a pit bull of personal development. He joins Fox News and says it's rather unfortunate this is the road employers are having to go down because teens are able to learn so much from that first job.
It is a tough situation, but the nice thing is that you learn once you have the job, you learn a little respect for having a job, I believe. And I think one of the opportunities here is for kids to learn what it takes to get a job, then what it takes to keep that job, what it takes to keep your boss happy, how to serve customers. All of those things make you a better human being. And I think that's the real value here. Plus, the feeling that you have internally for your self-esteem, that you're not going to be judged based on how many likes you get on your cell phone, on your social media pages, but you're going to be judged based on how hard you work and are rewarded for that work, and then the freedom that comes from spending that money you earned.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1957 when National League owners unanimously vote to allow the New York Giants to become the San Francisco Giants and the Brooklyn Dodgers to become the Los Angeles Dodgers. Please remember, you can find us on usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.